It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back many years ago, there were 12 men who shared a common bond. They joined themselves together for what they considered a great cause. It was, indeed, a revolutionary idea they had. It was also a revolutionary leader that they followed. With no weapon more powerful than a great cause, they set out to conquer the world. They carried no swords. They asked no material benefits. They expected to be scorned and ridiculed by the masses wherever they went. Yet from the very beginning, they never swerved, never parted from that great cause to which they had pledged themselves. Lest we forget the impact of that cause upon those men, lest we forget what bound them together, lest we forget what was more powerful than the sword that they refused to carry, we need to remember what happened to those 12 men. One was named James. He was the brother of the leader of the 12. Another was also named James. He had a father who was named Zebedee. These two men carried the cause into the streets of the city where their group was meeting. Both men were met by angry mobs and were murdered because of their cause. Another man among the 12 was named Matthew. He had been a man of wealth prior to joining the cause and gave up financial security in order to become a member of the 12. He carried the cause to a little country called Ethiopia. There he was slain on a sword. He died for the cause. Philip was another of the 12. He came from a little city called Bethsaida, meaning the house of the fisher or the house of the hunter. He went fishing and hunting for men for the cause. He was hanged in Phrygia. Bartholomew was the unlikely name of another. Because of the cause, his skin was ripped from his body while he was still alive. Andrew, with his Greek name, was another of those pledged to the cause. He was crucified in Achaia. The cause deserved all he had. Thomas, often criticized for his doubts, left no doubt as to his loyalty to the cause. He carried it to East India, and there he was run through with a lance. Another was named Thaddeus. He was sometimes referred to as the other Judas. He gave it his all before he was shot to death with arrows. He was buried, legend says, in Beirut. There was Simon, a member of the Jewish Nationalistic Party, ready to die for his country against the hated Romans. Instead, he died for his cause. Like his leader, he was crucified. Persia was the place of death. Peter, perhaps the best known of the men, got as far as Rome with the cause. There, he too was crucified. His request was to be crucified upside down. He did not consider himself worthy to die as his leader did. There was also Matthias, selected to fill the place of the one who betrayed the leader. He paid dearly for his decision to follow the cause. He was beheaded. The other of the men was named John. He was the brother of James, the son of Zebedee. He alone escaped death because of the cause. And still, someone says, the Christian faith is free.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.